I'll just tell Biggie. You don't know either, Kristen. I've had a disastrous start to the day here.
And to the day?
Yeah. Well, really, it started
last 15 time. Seconds in.
Yeah. No. It's from 2 hours ago on the drive-in. I had a disastrous start. And really, it started last night. I did what I told you I was going to do. I pickled, the call came in from KEPCO.
Oh, yeah.
You have no choice.
All right. When that happens,
despite your team being in the playoffs.
Exactly. And in a huge game against the Yankees, when the clarion call sounds from KEPCO, we pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Only a select few hear it.
That's right. Most can't even hear that. That's
your rank and file pickler doesn't hear a thing.
Mm-mm.
Biggie and I can't hear that.
No, you don't even know what's going on.
No, but. And you can't miss that call. That's the thing.
That's right. So we were starting at 5:30. Yankees Red Sox started at 6:08 Eastern. And I thought, well, I'm going to pickle till 8, and then I'm going to go home, I'm going to shower, and I'm going to start that game from the beginning. And I'm going to watch all the way through. But I would fast forward through moments where there was dead time, commercials, all that stuff. But I was up till 11 watching the Red Sox really blow a game they could have won. And there were all sorts of texts flying around. I just put my machine to the side. I didn't have my machine on. And I watched that game all the way to the end. And then I saw, B.B. Shea in there like, you might as well. This was 2 hours earlier. He had texted, you might as well go to bed. The Red Sox have it won. They're going to win. I was like, okay.
Well, he's playing that game that the two of you.
Well,
yeah, he was really love. Trying.
Yeah, I'll just tell you the realization I've come to is I want this series. I want to win this series.
As much as you mad mouth and rough talk it?
Poured mouth it and say, well, the Yankees are going to win. We can't win anyway. There's no way to win. I want this series, and I do not want to see B.B. Shea's perfectly round, rotund, hideous, smiling face come walking through that door today in 3 hours, which is exactly what I'm going to see. I'm going to see that big old round face. He's a great game. Okay.
I mean, I can text him and say, we're good today, boss.
No.
But he'll know.
I'm too, what's the word? I'm too much of a gentleman for that. I won't back down from this challenge. I won't. I will continue to down talk him and say, oh, the Red Sox can't win. But secretly, you'll know I want it.
I
want this win badly.
I must break him.
I must. And that fat, round face, that's the when that Yankee came streaming around and to score the winning run in the eighth inning, I thought, you know what? That face is what is right
that
in my
face.
Yeah.
Face. I just can't stand it. I'll tell you, stand it.
You hate the Yankees.
I do.
I know you hated that player. Oh. And I think the only person that hates that player more this morning than you is his coach, Aaron Boone.
Yeah, he won't play him.
Yeah. And then he becomes the star of game two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't play him in game one.
Oh, if you're Aaron Boone, what do you do as he walks back after doing that amazing, scoring that amazing run? Do you just, yeah, good job.
You couldn't have done that last night. Yeah. There's no way through.
Or do you
that.
Go get some Gatorade and be like, what happened?
Yeah. All right. So.
I was in the can. I heard a lot of cheering.
Yeah. Oh, let me guess. Jazz screwed up again.
Oh.
No, actually, Jazz just got the winning run. Oh. I believe he was flipping you off as he walked back to the dugout. I thought he was flipping the Red Sox off. Nope, that was clearly aimed right at you.
Right at you, Benny. So we have a game three, and the Red Sox pitcher who would pitch game three is injured. So, it's going to the old committee, and I'm very, very concerned. But let me admit only to you, I want it. I want this game. All right, I just do.
You're like the manager. It sounds like. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kelly, but you sound like the manager in the Robert Redford classic, The Natural. You don't want the World Series.
No,
you just want. B.B. Shea to be dismayed.
I want him silenced. No, I don't care nothing about the series. They could have that. I go off and buy a farm. What I want is this game tonight. I wanted it last night. Yeah. He didn't get it.
I wanted to lord it over him forever.
We have one more chance. Now, here's what happened. You don't even know. Here's how my day got started with such a terrible start. I'm lacking sleep now because I've stayed up to watch that loss. When you stay up to watch a win, it's one thing. When you watch a heartbreaking loss, like, it's miserable going to bed. But I did all that, and then today I got up and did what I always do. I had a cup of yogurt and smeared with peanut butter in the car. I don't think you all realize I eat that in the car on the way in. My wife hates the smell and says it wakes her if...
Does she hate the smell individually or when they meld together? Does it just form something horrid?
The melding. She hates the melding. I do a black raspberry yogurt with almond butter or peanut butter smeared on
top. How close is the master to the kitchen?
Yeah, that's what, that was my thought.
It's a pretty good ways, but she's also, she gets mad because I leave the spoon behind and it has like cakey almond butter on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to make a lot of noise. Mostly I don't want to wake the dog, the puppy who's asleep. Yeah. We don't want to wake a sleeping dog. So I tiptoe around and then I get to the car and on my way in, on the drive in, I open the yogurt container and I smear the almond butter on top and I have my drink ready and I just spoon it in on the drive
as you're driving.
As I'm driving.
Now, yogurt is a two-handed beast.
There it is. So I'll drive with my knees a little bit. Now, it's middle of the night, so not very few cars on the road. But I'm swerving and weaving. I mean, let's face it. Let's face it. I'm sure any police officer would think I'm drunk in there. Now, my excuse would have to be,
it's yogurt.
Yeah.
My wife, the puppy, you don't understand.
Believe it or not, I actually have the evidence right here.
Well, you've taken a picture.
No, I'm saying that would be you talking to the cop.
Yeah, you're right. I would have.
He actually, you know.
There's no alcohol.
Yeah, great point.
No weed.
Yeah, what's in the, can we search the vehicle? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think he's being serious, boss. I think he really is eating this concoction on his way to work.
Nobody eats that. Check the, pull that van over.
Yeah. It looks like baby throw up. Yep. It didn't, Chief.
Yeah.
It's yogurt. There's no human DNA in there.
Here's what, and I have forgotten this. Sometimes when I open that yogurt, there's a little yogurt juice on
the pre-ejaculate on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top.
You have to stir yogurt oftentimes.
Sorry, I got excited when you pulled me out of the fridge.
Now, at home, I dump it into the sink. I just dump it, right? Just because there's a little on the top. I just dump it. Yes, of course, the stir. But I don't stir it because I like it the way it is so that I can put that peanut butter over the top. You know what I mean? I don't want to dip the yogurt-stained spoon into the peanut butter jar because then it's in the peanut butter jar. Plus, the way it's in the container, it's flat on top, and I'm able to get a good smear on there.
Now, can I ask you, why do you not want yogurt in your peanut butter jar?
Well, because then the peanut butter jar goes back into the...
Does anyone else... Uh-uh. In this zip code, eat that.
No,
that's only yours.
No, it's only me. Yeah. But,
does it matter?
But don't you feel like yogurt pre-ejaculate in the peanut butter jar, not in the refrigerator, might taint the peanut butter? That's my thought on it. It might go bad.
Yeah.
And after, you know, the peanut butter.
It is dairy-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's yogurt, so it has to be in the fridge. Today, and I'm embarrassed to admit this, I felt the yogurt pre-ejaculate like... spilling on me. There was a slosh and it's spilling.
Now, are we in the driveway? Are we in the neighborhood? Are we on the highway?
Road? I'm out on the main road. Okay. I'm out there on the main road and it's sloshing around like, oh God, there's yogurt juice just all over me.
On your pants?
Okay. I get to work. I come in. You haven't seen it yet. Look at this.
I've got yogurt. Dear God.
My Lord.
You look like a pedophile.
This
outside in elementary school.
We can't even take a picture of this.
No, I'm not putting that online.
I don't even want my phone camera to see that.
Get banned. We'll shut our social medias down.
I saw it when I walked in. I was like, oh my God. This is worse than I thought.
God. All of a sudden, any picture with Epstein doesn't look so bad.
Yeah, they'll release a file on you.
Look at that.
And I mean, you got both legs, both thighs, groin, pocket area. I've never seen such spread.
I was really all over the road today. It's awful. It's awful. This yogurt dripping all over me.
Oh, my God.
But I'm in the darkness. I didn't know. And I felt it like slipping down my hands and stuff. I was like, what's going on? And when I got into the office, I was like, oh, God.
I'm in some real trouble here.
It's just awful. But
please tell me you have no meetings after the program today.
That was going to be my thing. Is where do you have to go from here?
No, I don't. I don't.
Can you go straight home?
Yes, I can go. Right, I can go. I'll go to the gym, but I'll take these pants off before I go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything will be okay. But
I take those off before you leave here.
Yes.
Just in case anything
else
happens.
Only you two.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't let Red Rachel see this. I have to slide.
No, you got
to
stay tucked in today into the desk.
When she's...
You'll get written up in HR.
Yeah.
She'll probably wonder why I'm sitting so close to the desk like this.
We won't say anything. For once, we will protect you.
Thank you.
Well, it's kind of protecting ourselves.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Lord.
I know. Well, I'm off yogurt. I just can't.
You're blaming the yogurt?
I should have dumped it out the side of the window of the car.
Well, then it'd be all down the side of your van.
Yeah. Which, again, looks horrible.
Oh, yeah. That is a terrible, terrible thing.